This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
We are just a couple hours away from the most important economic indicator of the month, the June employment report from the Labor Department, which will tell us how many jobs were created in the U.S. last month and whether the unemployment rate has budged from 8.2%. But of course, while today's numbers offer us a snapshot, they won't give us the long-term trend. And for that, we've got wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark with one trend that's shaped like a U.
By U-shaped, economists mean high and low-skilled jobs have been doing okay since the 1990s.
It's the middle that has seen the weakest demand.
That's economist Gary Bertlis with Brookings. Imagine an office building, maybe one you're headed to right now. Demand for a job like janitor Maynor Padilla's, who I found rummaging for a ladder in a supply closet, demand for his kind of low-skilled, low-wage job has been good.
Has there been any cuts to the cleaning staff here?
No. That's good.
As Bertlis, the economist, explains,
you can't do it long distance from Shanghai.
And up in the corner offices, high-skilled, high-income jobs are doing just fine, too. It's the middle-level jobs, things like manufacturing and, to stick to our office metaphor, tech and customer support that have been disappearing to places like India.
Thank you for calling the Leader in PC Support. My name is Harry. How may I help you?
And to robots.
I'd like to look up your information.
And economists say no one really knows how long this U-shaped economy might last. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.